A verse that all of us are familiar with, and a verse that it's a really wonderful verse. It's a verse I've used often because I love the imagery that comes with it. In the book of 2 Corinthians, in chapter 5, at the very end of chapter 5, verse number 20, so the second to last verse of chapter 5, Paul says this: "Now, we are ambassadors for Christ." He's letting us know that now we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Now, most of the time when people read that verse, the focus is really just on that first part of the verse. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. It's a powerful statement. It's great imagery. Ambassadors. We are the ambassadors for Christ. In part, what that's saying is, well, just get a picture of an ambassador. Think about somebody who is an ambassador. If you're an ambassador from the United States, and you're an ambassador to, oh, let's just say there's some country in Africa that is just a poor, poor nation, has nothing. There's a lot of starvation. There's not a lot of water. There's not a lot of natural resources. The government is a mess. The government doesn't provide anything. There's no freedoms or liberties. But you're the ambassador from the United States. Now, the United States, where you come from and where you live, you have everything you need. You've got plenty of food. You've got a good livelihood. You have family strength. You have religious freedoms. You've got a government that provides those freedoms and overlooks those freedoms. You've got a government that also even provides where there's needs. You come from a land of plenty. You've never been really hungry, and you've never been thirsty. You've always had. This is the nation that you come from. You are from that nation. That is your home nation. Your citizenship is in the United States. But you're an ambassador of the United States to this country in Africa that does not have, or pick any nation, or pick any continent. Just a country that is struggling, that doesn't have those things. It doesn't have the freedoms. As an ambassador, that means you've got to live. You live in that nation. You are there representing the United States in that nation. So you live in that nation that doesn't have, where food is difficult to come by. Water is a daily necessity that is fought for and is a struggle. There's not freedoms. There's not religious freedoms. This is the country that you live in. Now, just because you live in that country doesn't mean you're a citizen of that country. In fact, on the other hand, you're just an ambassador. You are still a citizen of the United States. So even though you are living in that country, you're not bound by all the things that that country struggles with or suffers with. You're not bound by all those things. You're not hungry because you are a citizen of the United States. The United States is providing you, at your embassy, the United States is providing you with all the food, all the luxurious food that you need and want. You have all the water, you have all the beverages you can possibly imagine or think of. And you have freedoms. No one else in that country has religious freedoms, but you are not living in that country. You represent the United States of America. And so you have all the freedoms and the liberties that come with being a citizen of the United States of America. You can worship freely as you want. You can come and go as you please. And no one's going to stop you. Because if they do try to stop you, or if they do try to imprison you, or they do try to inflict their same restrictions upon you that they would their own people, they're then going to have to face the wrath, the entire wrath, of all the power of the United States. Because you are backed by the full power and authority of the United States. You are an ambassador. So the ambassador doesn't give up his citizenship when he goes to live in the country that he is there, that he is sent to. He still remains a citizen of the United States. He merely is living in that country. But living in that country, he has all the blessings, all the favor, all the freedoms that come from his home country, the United States of America. So if you were an ambassador from the United States to that country, you would still have all the benefits of the United States. So when Paul, it's just a beautiful analogy that Paul uses when he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 20, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us." Paul is saying that we are ambassadors for Christ. Here's one of the main points that Paul is making. Your citizenship might be a citizen of the United States in the natural. We just went to Israel last year, so we had to make sure our passports were updated. So I have a passport as a citizen of the United States. In the natural, my citizenship resides in the United States. But Paul's letting us know that as believers, there is a higher citizenship that we have, and we need to remember that. Our citizenship is not here on this earth. In fact, if you read everything that Paul is talking about in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, even if you would look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, if you'd read through chapters 4 and 5, you see that Paul is making it very clear who we are in Jesus Christ and what it is to live in these bodies, and that this is all temporary. Even these bodies are temporary, and that we long for and we crave the bodies, the spiritual bodies, the eternal bodies, and all that comes with eternity. So Paul's talked about all of that leading up to this. He's let us know, if you read that in context, he's making it clear that our citizenship is ultimately not here on this earth. We are citizens of heaven. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. That's where our citizenship resides. So we can look at ourselves as ambassadors to this earth. We're ambassadors in this life. Our citizenship is not here. If my citizenship is only, solely, the citizenship that I have for being a citizen of the United States, it's not going to do me a lot of good once I pass from this life. Once I pass from this life and this earth, that does me no good. This is just temporary, and it's not the ultimate citizenship. In fact, I would say that as a believer in Jesus Christ, I've yielded my citizenship here. It is not my main citizenship is not from the passport that says I'm a citizen of the United States. My main residence, my ultimate citizenship, not just in the future, right now, is I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. I'm a citizen of heaven. I am merely an ambassador here in this world. And the same thing is true for each one of us as believers in Jesus Christ. This is the image that Paul is trying to get us to see and understand. Now, there are several things with being an ambassador. As an ambassador, my concern, if I'm an ambassador of the United States to whatever this struggling, poor nation is that I've been sent to, my hope is I'm trying to make things better. I'm representing the United States. But I hope to bring the victories, the blessings, the good things of the United States, the principles, I hope to bring those things to that country that I am there representing the United States in. Well, as ambassadors from the kingdom of heaven, as ambassadors from God's kingdom, we are here to make sure that we are representing the kingdom of God to those around us. So we'll look at that again in just a second. Here's the other part of that. As ambassadors, our citizenship is not here. It's in heaven. So let me ask you a question. Is there anything that is lacking in heaven? Does Jesus lack anything at all? Is he lacking in food? Is he lacking in comfort? Is he lacking in deliverance? Is there anything that has victory over Jesus Christ? Is there any area of his life that is lacking? No, of course not. There's nothing but victory, blessing, favor in heaven. That's all that there is. There is no sin. There's no shortcomings. There's only victory. That's all. He's established that victory. And we are citizens of heaven. In heaven, there is no lack of anything. So if I am an ambassador of the United States to a nation that is in poverty, even though I live in that nation, I'm not bound by that nation. Just because the nation is in poverty and impoverished and struggling for food and water, that doesn't mean I do. I'm an ambassador of the United States. The United States provides everything that I need. In my embassy, I have all the food and all the water that I need. I have all the freedoms and liberties that I need because I am an ambassador. I am from the United States, and I have the full backing and the full power of the United States behind me. Well, the same thing is true as we are ambassadors to this country, to this world. We're ambassadors of Jesus Christ to this world. Our citizenship is not here. Our citizenship is in the kingdom of heaven. It's in God's kingdom. That is where our citizenship is. We are merely ambassadors here for the time that we are here in this flesh. We are merely dwelling here in this flesh, in this world. But we're not bound by the world. If the world is impoverished, if the world is struggling, we don't have to worry. That doesn't affect us. We have all we need because there's nothing lacking in heaven. And as a citizen of heaven, all of that is, as a citizen of heaven through Jesus Christ and my relationship through him, all that is there in heaven is mine. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. So Romans 8:17 tells me I'm a joint heir with him. Ephesians 2:6 says essentially the same thing. We are seated with him, seated with Jesus Christ in all of those victories. So I'm an ambassador here, but just because if this world is struggling, I don't have to struggle. If the economy of the United States or the world's economy would ever struggle, doesn't affect me. I have to believe that. Too many times as believers in Jesus Christ, we believe that we're citizens of this world. And so we believe that as the world struggles, so do we. I'm an ambassador. That means Jesus will provide everything that I need. He has and will provide everything that I need. This is the way that we need to look at things. This is the way we need to view life. I'm not bound by the things of the world. In the same way that the ambassador to the impoverished country is not in any way bound to starve and struggle with thirst and suffer persecutions and religious, well, we'll suffer persecutions, but he's not going to lose his religious freedoms. He has all the power and the authority that comes from the United States. You and I, we have all the blessings. We have all the power and authority, and it is all backed. All the power and all the authority that we have in Jesus Christ is fully backed by all the power of heaven, by the kingdom and the power of Jesus Christ himself. You have that authority and that power, and as you stand on that authority and power, it is backed by Jesus Christ himself. So this is how we should see ourselves as ambassadors. And as ambassadors, we are there to represent. In the same way that the ambassador of the United States in any foreign country represents the United States in that country. As ambassadors from the kingdom of heaven, we represent God here. We represent the word of God. We represent his truths. We represent the good news in Jesus Christ. We represent that to this world. That is why in verse 20, he says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. God is making his call. God is using you and I as his ambassadors to bring his truth, his liberty, his freedom, all the blessings that he has provided, all the blessings that Jesus has provided by his sacrifice. That is shared. That good news is shared through you and I. We are his ambassadors. He is making his plea to the world through you and I. His plea for the world to give up the things of the world, to lay down their lives, give up their lives, yield their lives, and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Accept his death, resurrection, and ascension. Accept the price that he paid for their sins. Accept it. We're the ones who make that appeal. This is what Paul is saying. Now, it's a beautiful picture and a beautiful illustration. But we can also go and look at the very end of that verse. And the verse end says, we implore you. So this is Paul saying, listen, you're ambassadors. You represent Jesus Christ here in this world. You're the ambassadors for Christ. God is making his appeal. The good news comes through you. Then Paul says, we implore you on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. We implore you on God's behalf. Be reconciled with God. A lot of times when we read through 2 Corinthians, especially in chapters like 4 and 5, and we read the things that Paul tells us about his ministry and about the ministry work, we think of that, well, that's just Paul telling us what he was going through and what he had to do because of the call that he had. Because he's Paul. He's Paul the Apostle. But that's not me. That's not my life. All these things that Paul is saying, he's coming down to this fact. Paul's talking about the ministry and the power of the ministry and what it is to be a ministry and why he ministers and how he views that ministry. He's not just sharing it so that we can empathize and say, oh, wow, kind of tough to be you, Paul. It's kind of hard. But I can see the good things too. Better you than me. That's not what he's saying. He's given us the example of what we are to be. We are his ambassadors. All these things. We look at the word ambassador and we just think of it in the terms of well, yeah, we're just there to represent Christ, and that is true. But we are there to represent Christ. We are there to make, God is making his plea through us. We have a responsibility. We have been given the responsibility. Is it true that we have all the things, all the blessings, all the strength, all that heaven has? Do we have? Absolutely, we do. But we can't forget the second part of that, which is, as ambassadors, the Lord is making his plea to the world through you and I. We have a responsibility, an onus. It's a burden that we should carry. Now, it's a burden that we will carry with him. He will carry us as we carry it. But we have to take that on ourselves. We have to be the ambassadors. We have to represent Christ. We have to be the ones that share the good news. We have to be the ones that tell people about Jesus Christ. Ambassadors doesn't just mean we get the good things. It means there's responsibility. If you're an ambassador of the United States to a foreign country, you have certain responsibilities. As an ambassador, it doesn't just mean you have a, you know, four-year holiday in whatever that nation is. Hey, bring the families, a four-year vacation. No, you've got responsibilities. You've got things that you're expected to do. There are things, if you're an ambassador of the United States to a foreign country, you are expected to represent. It doesn't matter what you think or what you feel. You are expected to represent the policies, to represent the interests, and to represent the president of the United States. You're expected to represent this country to that nation as an ambassador for Jesus Christ, as an ambassador to this world. We have all those blessings, but there also is that expectation that we are going to represent the kingdom that we represent, the kingdom that we come from, our kingdom, where our citizenship is. We represent the kingdom of God. We represent the principles. We stand for the principles of the kingdom of God, the word of God, and we represent the things of the King, Jesus Christ. We are ambassadors to the world. It's a great blessing to be an ambassador. But let's never forget the responsibilities, the honor and responsibilities. It's an honor to be an ambassador. There's not that many ambassadors from the United States. How many countries are there? There's only that many ambassadors. It's a very select few. It's an honor to be called an ambassador. It's an honor for you and I to be called an ambassador. Live in and enjoy all the benefits and the power that comes with being an ambassador for Christ, but don't overlook or forget the responsibilities as well to represent Jesus Christ.